KTX. Afternoon, Eric.
Hey, how's your first week of quasi-retirement going?
I'm bored already. I don't know what I'm going to do.
What happened?
That it's raining and can't go do anything.
Yeah, put up a couple more antennas and get some more radios, but not much is happening outside today for sure.
Most of the week's supposed to be this way, is it not?
Not lately. I thought it was supposed to clear out later today and maybe be okay the rest of the week, but you know how things change.
On for thunderstorms all the way through Wednesday, partly cloudy Thursday, and then rain.
Shelby.
Pretty much the same thing. Supposed to clear up Sunday.
A whole week of this, huh?
It looks that way.
Yes. What radio are you on now? It's got a data chirp at the end of it.
Turn that off again. It keeps getting turned on somehow.
How did meet up and birthday party go?
Good. We had a good time. People stayed for lunch afterwards. We had time hanging out there afterwards.
Had time, but I just had too much going on over the weekend. But, you know, happy birthday and welcome to the 15 Up Club.
Thanks for that. And, yeah, it's not as big as some of the other ham fests, but it was a good ham fest. Or get together. I want to call it a swap fest. I don't know, there was probably 10 or so people there selling stuff, and then people coming in and out all day long. We'd done a couple demos with APRS, Jay did into NBY, Cliff was there with MCOM tools set up, so lots of people coming through asking questions about it and that kind of stuff, but we had a pretty good time.
I'll keep you posted if you have another one, because I do have a couple of radios I want to try to unload, and, you know, I'm loath to put them online, because it's just, you know, horrible dealing with buyers online who, you know, half the time are going to send you back a dead radio and want their money back.
Well, put them on the swap net here on 610 on Wednesday night is a good way to do that. Can put you in touch with there.
If I can stay up that late, but I know the net doesn't even start until 9, doesn't it?
You can email Gary the information and he'll put it on for you, and then he'll have them contact him and give your information out.
See that, Gary?
The book for it. I can send you his contact information.
Find it on the SwapNet website, but if you want to send it over, that's cool too. But yeah, maybe I'll send it to him with a phone number, and then you know, maybe I get a couple things undone, because I got a nice V&U satellite radio that I want to get rid of, and then one of my 590s can go now that I've gotten myself a 480HX.
I find there on the 480HX. Been looking at possibly one of those radios myself.
I bought about 10 years ago when I worked at Itron. We were developing an electricity meter for the Japan market, and one of their immunity standards says it has to be able to resist CB radio at high power, because I guess in Japan you can use high power on CB. So we bought the 480HX and opened up the transmit on it so we can run that test. And then it just sat in a box for 10 years. It was scrapped out to one of my coworkers there who's also a ham, and he used it at home for a while. And then he texted me last week, said, "Hey, you want this thing? I'm not going to use it anymore." And so he just offered it to me, so I went down and met him for lunch and picked it up.
Nice way to get one.
Set it up, and the only thing wrong with it is that one of the antenna pigtails has got an intermittent open in it, and I think it's probably a solder connection on the board, or the coax is just broken, but that, you know, a pigtail is easy enough to fix. And, you know, I can use the other one in the meantime. But, yeah, it seems to work. I made some contacts on it with my buddy Paul, and, you know, getting the 200 watts out of it's pretty nice.
Gary actually uses one of those as a mobile setup in his truck. He's got a nice setup in there with it. He's got a Tario in the back, so so he can do HF going down the road.
And radio is to build myself a couple of 6-meter antennas, one dipole horizontal and then one J-pole vertical, so I can do both FSD and FM repeaters with it, and you know, and get that setup going. Because I already have my 80-meter dipole that's OCF, good on multiband, and my amplifier and other Kenwood for that. So I thought this would make a nice 6-meter base station for me.
Yeah. I know we've talked about it before, the 6-meter repeater here. Bob?
To hit it once I get a vertical antenna up, you know, the repeaters all want a vertical polarized antenna, so my dipole really won't get out much on vertical poles, at least, especially not ground wave. So, we'll have to see once I get a vertical up.
After that, and you never know, there might be some little something in the way, but it's worth a try. I know there's a net on there every Friday night, a good group of guys.
You're going to keep yourself busy now, and all I can really think of is doing some more POTA stuff, and I don't know. All I really know to do is ham radio stuff, so, and maybe car stuff.
Stuff to do is just all, but mostly outside. And after this week, I got friends coming by to see if they want anything off the tool truck before I start shipping it back. And then, so next week I'll be doing that. All I need to do is just a little lull here, just get started.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit to wind it all down, but, well, you know, it's time for a new chapter. You get your knee fixed and take some time to figure out what you want to do next.
That's exactly what I plan on doing is this year is just taking care of me and going from there.
Uno first, then C9B. Afternoon, guys.
How are you, JKT?
You working today, or are you up at home?
You, Patrick, I'm actually making money today. I worked to work, and now I'm on my way home. So I come back and do it again tomorrow.
And on my way home from my day job, so be the same thing tomorrow.
What? This weekend, so you've got some pocket money to spend.
You know, I won't get it until after I get back, but I'll survive.
That's the pocket money again when either I sell radios or I get done giving all my money to the bank.
There's two radios for sale. I can move those. It'd be nice. But I don't think I'll be selling them in Dayton, though.
Radios, I really ought to just get rid of all but one or two, but I'm just such a big fan of those old 1990s era Kenwoods, and, you know, they look so good and they work so well, I have a hard time giving them up.
I do. Hang on to them until they're useless. Nobody wants them and you can't get any money back out of them.
That's always the best way to use any depreciating asset.
Our motto.
Off.
I mean, the wheels fall off. I park at the office there this morning. Come back out and some guy's got his truck jammed up to the passenger side of my car. I mean, I'm hitting it, but I don't know why it happens to be that one little spot. Makes no sense to me. Said they put some kind of protective molding on the back side of these cars anymore.
Pattern used to make cars. Their claim to fame was that the door panels are made out of plastic, so you could bump into them and they'd bounce back.
I had one of those. it was a real treat.
Conversation with one of the guys at the plant I was picking up. They were making plastic car parts. Yep, apparently as much plastic as they're putting in these new cars. There's a lot of people making car parts now.
I did a video today about how the Ford 6.8 liter V10 has a plastic intake manifold on it.
And gears. The 5.4 is plastic, the 4.6 is plastic. Lots of plastic intakes nowadays.
Bangers. They're all plastic. Put in, Patrick. What time did you get up today?
Around 6, but pretty much everybody had already cleared out.
It's going to be a little different. You're done checking in every morning. be right back. It's C9V.
A little bit fake a swing like that. I was used to getting up earlier, so I'm waking up at 4 o'clock, and then I'm like, I don't need to be up this early, and then I just can't get to that 5:30 yet.
Yeah, Kenny's still up in North Carolina, I think, so yeah, we were all done, and like 5:45, I think, and then I got to the office around 6:15.
Up in with his mother-in-law, visiting her Mother's Day.
Reminded me to tomorrow after I work to take the flowers home to the wife. Happy Mother's Day. If you want them, and otherwise we're gonna throw them out.
Long. Wendy's gonna have your hide one of these days.
My wife, what she wanted to do for Mother's Day, she said nothing. So I'm like, okay.
Wanted to go to the same old place she wants to go every Mother's Day, and I thought I was not taking her over to Cherokee. She wanted to go. She's more welcome to go by herself or take a friend.
Gotta do anything on Mother's Day. She would rather wait to do it another day. I mean, it's not so busy out.
We stayed home all day, and she had to play with her diamond painting. I got a little backlight for her for Mother's Day that she can do her diamond paintings with. Makes it a whole lot easier to look at and see where the parts go, the double diamonds, I guess. And then I cook steaks on the grill.
What my wife would rather do, KO4HK, is the steaks on the grill.
But I sure like my, who makes that darn thing? I don't remember what company makes it. It's a pellet grill. Man, that thing is nice.
I have a pellet smoker.
Funny, because yesterday when I started, I took two handfuls of pellets and put them in the burn pot. And when it started, I had a smoker. So it got hot enough, then I had a flamer.
Yeah, smokers, because you just fill it up and you set the controls and you just walk away. Come back in 12 hours and your meat's done.
An app on your cell phone, and you can do everything except turn the grill on. You have to turn it on manually, because I guess they don't want you burning whatever's. Make sure everything's checked before you turn it on. Save the analytics of your grill, whatever you cook, so you can just have it pre-programmed in for next time. Just do the same thing.
How far those things have come since the yesterday. You know, it's just having all the controls and everything. I mean, I don't really even care about the app on the phone. I just want something that's going to hold the temperature all day without me having to babysit it constantly.
Yeah. It was kind of breezy yesterday, so I set it at 350, and it hovered right about 345, and everything, you can tell every time I opened it up, because it draws a little draft, and the temperature drops when you open it up. It's kind of funny, but yeah, it's amazing, totally amazing, the technology. Smart home, smart pellet grill, through your Wi-Fi, that's crazy. It even syncs with Google, so I can do the... I can operate it through the Google Nest Hub that I have, the Max. It's pretty cool.
And tell me when my meat's done.
It's timers with it all the time. I just cook it in the kitchen.
Thank you, Leon. I was just telling Eric, sounds like his phone went off in the background because he said the magic words.
That word, you heard the thing, didn't you?
And Eric, does this radio still have that... tail on the end of it on my transmission?
Not in there. I think it's shorter than it was, but it's still there.
Yes. On it.
Good.
UV Pro, and somehow or another it keeps turning that back on, and I don't know why it does it.
Only listening.
I got the ATRS turned on. I was being sarcastic about it, too. Don't worry.
We let out at the Benson campus on 290. They're lined up way back trying to get out.
290 today.
Span today?
Just switching between HTs, so it doesn't do that. little tail at the end of my transmission.
Do crossband through.
And
mind me asking, what's your output power on that?
Medium. I don't know if it's 15 watts or 20 watts. I've read both. Vertical when I'm on the crossband.
The lake right in the background sometimes.
You're on an HT. I didn't realize you were doing a crossband to your D710.
You can get in from up here. There's no way you're getting in with an HT. You have to find just the right spot and do the dance. Now that's not happening.
Figure out a way to get into the 610 machine from my house, but for some reason I just can't quite do it.
Like going north, that's for sure.
I'll go here where I'm at, and I'm only 8.5 miles from the repeater.
Well, I can go a mile from my house in my truck, and if I just go over the intersection of 74 and Post Road, I can get to the repeater just fine and hear it full quieting, but to something from my house, I must be behind a little ridge or something like that that keeps me from getting in.
No.
The mid-90s here, and I'm going to lose the repeater here shortly, so I'm going to say 73, and good catching you guys this afternoon on the way home. Good to talk to you, Patrick and Leon. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you later. W2JKT.
Hey, Eric, have a safe trip the rest of the way, and I'll try to catch you this morning again.
Enjoy the rest of your day. It's C9B. Yeah, I was telling you guys this morning, it's going to be a little different with you not being in the net every morning.
Remedy. Like I said, it just takes me a little bit of time to change that around. Like I said, get used to waking up at 4:30 in the morning, and you wake up then, and you're like, I don't need to be up this early. I don't want to get up this early anymore. And then it's usually about 6 o'clock.
You'll ride with me all day. It wouldn't be all day. It would be, about
3
o'clock, max.
I let you ride people, Willie.
Tell them you are interested in it, so you have to tell them. Said, oh, yeah, no problem. You have to sign a waiver for them, though.
That'd be great.
You went through the driver course, and they'd reimburse you.
See, I ain't making no plans on nothing until I get my knee fixed. Really can't do anything.
But what are you going to do about your face with that maxi facial surgery, Patrick?
Ouch.
Fucker. But there's one thing about it, Tom. You'll always have me beat in that department. KO4HK.
You see, guys, he just has no respect for his inferiors.
Besides aggravating the people.
First time we stuck our head out hardly other than to go out and get eggs. We're just going down the lows for the heck of it.
It's the man's candy store.
Yeah, there is, too. Bernice waited until clock before she wants to go on Highway 101. Well, Patrick, you can tell them what that's like.
It's like you test hers.
What's no good today about, we've got quite a little bit of rain, nothing really horrible, but quite a little bit.
Around in it. Open doors, closing doors. Open doors, closing doors. And then drive it.
Right here in the house.
Watched a couple of gun smokes and, what else? Some of the Fox News for a while, and seeing whose Trump's turn up today. They keep blaming him for that Newark airport thing, and God, that's been done for years, needing to be redone, but I guess that's politics for you, so don't even want to discuss it.
I'm sure touch that one. Yeah.
I was just saying I got to go to Hendersonville at 5 today. I don't know if you heard me there. I think I might have doubled with Tom to start with. But other than that, I haven't done much of anything today.
Griping about this Newark air traffic control. Heck, it's been needed to be redone and fibered for a long time, and now all at once, well, you know whose fault it is, but like you said, I don't want to touch that one, but geez, I don't get it when that's one of the most important things in the world is air traffic control. You got to keep up on it, and they ain't, and I don't think anybody has. But I look at the pictures of the equipment they're using in his back like when I was in the service. That is old.
Everything, I mean, this nation does not take care of the infrastructure that we need. Our utilities, power, being able to get things done. There's no set rhyme or reason in doing it, and it never gets done, so... Now we got an antiquated air traffic control system. Our grid needs to be upgraded. Don't have that problem in China. They got a supreme boss there. I was going to say being, but they got a boss there. There's no opposition because if there is, they'll quell it pretty quick.
Building some infrastructure on the electric share, which I've said for years, had nothing to do with any politicians. It's just crazy. The fact that they're not building any kind of stations that could use natural gas. So heck, we build the turbines right down here for natural gas, and that would help our economy. And then also they need to protect the grid because China says they can shut down our grid anytime they want. That would cause chaos. That's bad. I wouldn't doubt it, you know. But go ahead, Patrick.
I've kind of been embedding software ways into all of our infrastructure on the internet and anything like that. So there's no telling what can be done anymore.
Remote vacuums that operate remotely. You know, they have a little camera on the front, they can steer and everything. And probably downloading images to the main server of your house and what you're doing in your house.
Well, guys, for a zillion years, we were outsourcing the printed circuit boards to China for our military computers. Duh. Don't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure that one out.
You gotta get on the stick of this country. We'll find out the hard way.
Hey. To get things moving anymore. They got to figure out the hard way.
Ain't that the truth? I say they all need to be Americans and rein on this political party stuff. We want to help our country out. But, the amount of houses and stuff they're building down here in the industry, good Lord, like I said, you don't take a scholar to figure out. We need more. Grid, and I don't see it. China's building a coal plant, one a week, I think. Well, I'm not saying we ought to do that. It's pollution, but you sure could build natural gas ones, and they're not near as bad. Nothing's perfect, you know, but we need to get off our butts and get something going. Well, my neighbor's down fishing, and he's on Lake Santee. From what I see on radar, he's down there with his wife for Mother's Day and that. I think he could have made a better choice. This is Andrew Tjord.
I'm going to get the boat out, but I saw the weather forecast. Well, that's not going to happen this week.
That looks pretty rough, pretty much all week.
Is it going to cause flooding up there in that area, Patrick? I don't. It isn't going to where Bernice and I are at. But who else am I talking to here? I haven't heard a name yet. I recognize the voice.
I heard a name you used to call me all the time. My name's Leon. NC9B.
Well, that's what I thought, Leon, but I always screw it up, but I'm getting old. Ah, shoot. Anyways, I'll let you guys go. I'm getting down to Wade Hampton, and they drive among us, so, and they walk among us. And Bernice is going to get herself wet now because it's starting to pour down rain again. But at any rate, us old folks got to have something to do. You guys take care. Great talking to you both. And Patrick, take her easy there. Maybe I'll see you on Wednesday if you don't float away. This is N0TR clear.
Miss Bernice, have a good afternoon. Good stop to you. And try to stay dry. It'll pour it again.
Miss Brady's hair dry. I'll let her hair get wet. But y'all have a great day. Enjoy. Be safe. NC9B. And I guess that's the day. Wednesday's the day you're picking up contraband, I assume.
So, make my run through Greenville Wednesday, so I'll be down that way pretty much all day.
Had me an egg sandwich this morning. Wife says, "What do you want me to fix you?" I says, "I don't know. Give me some cheese toast and an egg sandwich." Okay. And it was good, too.
Nothing wrong with a good egg sandwich.
Is that a medical appointment at 5 today?
Chiropractor, monthly visit there. And then I got to go to Advent in the morning and do some pre-op stuff, so be doing that.
Hey, if you're thinking about doing trucks or anything like that, you need to get that knee fixed, both of them.
That's when it really bothers me, is when I'm driving and having to do steady pressure on something. My right knee starts throbbing then.
Really, really cautious about is getting in and out of that truck, because you can twist the knee really quick.
And it's very easy to do, getting in and out.
Come up the hill, so I'm probably going to lose you.
Well, that's all right. I need to start getting ready to head out of here anyway. So, good to hear you, Leon. Have a safe trip on up to the house, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KO4HK, I'll be clear on your phone. 73.
To hear you in there. Good talking to you. And I'll be in the morning. Love to have you in here. Before you run off, the kid say he was going on vacation or something? He wasn't in there this morning.
Coming back today. He went up to visit. Took Susan up to visit her mother.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be back in the morning. We'll talk to you in the morning. If not later on, in the net or something. But 73, here's that day. Hope you treat her well for Mother's Day. The NC9B.
As well as she wanted to be, we didn't do anything for Mother's Day. We'll do it another day this week. But you be careful out there. KO4HK. I'll be clear. 73.